Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. The diamonds of our lives are truly produced through time, heat, and pressure. But it is maximizing these lessons that is so vital in receiving every desire that we have in life. We've been talking about listening to that inner voice within, listening where you can't see, being able to be guided by the spirit of the creator, source, God, the universe that resides within, and learning to become comfortable with listening within instead of responding to what's going on outside of you. If you live in the United States, you know that we're going through a very interesting period in our history, one that, speaking personally, I've never experienced before. But I do understand that I have a guiding force, a compass within me that keeps me headed in the direction that will take me to my personal best, to where I personally need to be. I'm hoping that as you started from the beginning and you've walked through this journey with me, you also are at a place where you've cleaned away enough of the baggage of your life that you're able to see better how to maneuver and navigate in a new terrain that you've never been in before. We have to learn to become comfortable listening to the guiding voice within, and it is absolutely possible to do. It's going to take courage. Anytime you step out of the norm, it's going to take courage to become who you want to be. We say it all the time. If you always do what you've always done, you will always have what you've always had. So in order to do something different, to do something new, to do something better, you must release the past in order to reach for the future. And when you're walking in spaces that you've never been in before, it can be intimidating. It can be because it's time for you to do something different than what you've done in the past. When we're moving into, as we are within the United States, periods of change that maybe we've never experienced before, you have to have something, a North Star, so to speak, that will chart your course. And when you are moving and changing things from within, there can be, and not with everyone, but there can be a danger of losing your path because you have not established a method for charting your course. So we want to be very mindful that when you're in an atmosphere of change, when everything around you is changing, that it's very necessary to listen to that inner guiding voice within. One other thing to be very aware of is that everything is always in motion. No matter how much we feel as though we are at the center of everything, that we're at the center of life, we're not. We are absolutely not. And everything around us is changing. You can realize that as you look in the mirror. And as I did, I saw more of my mom in the mirror than at times I saw of myself. And I realized things are changing. We are aging. We are older today than we were yesterday. And hopefully not as old as we will be tomorrow. But everything changes. And in order for you to accomplish your goals, to be who you have been designed to be, you have to change as well. If one thing that we change in our life changes everything, Every change that you make in your life puts you in a different place. I can't live the same way that I did when I was 20 because I've had a number of days since then to change. If one small change changes everything, every change you make puts you in a different place. Therefore, you have to recalculate where you are, and it's very necessary to be able to bend, to become flexible, to be able to take in change, evaluate what's new in the terrain, plot a new course to keep you moving in the right direction. We talk about water, and that water has the ability to flow over, to go under, to go around, or to eventually go through anything that presents itself as a barrier. The optimal characteristic of water is that it has flexibility. It is able to maneuver in any way that it needs to in order to continue moving forward. How flexible are you when challenges come before you? Are you able to go under it? Are you able to go around it? Are you able to go over it? Or do you have the perseverance and the patience to keep on plugging away and bust through that thing right at the center? It's necessary when you are in a place of change to be able to be flexible enough to devise another plan in real time and keep it moving forward. Sometimes you have to learn how to bend or you will break. What do you mean by that, Dr. Anita? I mean that you have to be able to take it like it comes and keep it moving, or you may not be able to reach that destination. We can at times be so set in how something is supposed to go until we miss it. We can be so set on the train always leaves on track two that when the train is on a different track, we miss it because we only know one way. We only know it to be in one place, and we've not taken the time to read and see the destination and be able to adjust our trajectory to get to where we want to go. If you don't bend, sometimes you will break. I've talked to people frequently who've had a way of doing things. Maybe they were always in a position of control and they're being asked to subordinate themselves or not be in that front seat all the time. How do you take it when it's time to step back? Are you able to change? Are you able to accept that sometimes you need to lead and sometimes you need to follow? Have you been able to understand in your movement forward in life that there are times when the universe needs you to step aside so that the path can be laid out before you, so that there is a path for you to walk on? When we're looking at that inner voice within, when we're looking at leaning and relying on the universe, source, God, our creator, to make a path for us, a path that we've never seen before, we have to learn to trust. Your spiritual journey right now, the part of you that leans towards the direction of the Spirit, God, Source, the Creator, the universe leading you is paramount, because you have to leave the path that you were familiar with in order to reach a destination that you may not know how to reach at this point. Listening to and becoming familiar with that voice within allows you to trust God, the Creator, Source, that which is greater than you, to guide you. But you also need to get quiet. You have to learn to be still in order to hear and get direction for where you need to go. Listening intently allows you to enter into a place of peace and rest And scripture tells us that you must enter into that spiritual place in order to create or to experience what you've been praying for. You have to get out of the way in order to get what you want, what you desire, what has been designed for you. If you can't always lead the path, particularly when you're on a path that you are not familiar with, it takes listening from within. It takes the guidance of a knowledge source that is greater than you are to get you to where you want to go. Everything is always in motion, and every change that you make in your life changes everything. When you look at a diamond and the facets on that diamond as they're being cut, it changes the look of the diamond, it changes the shape of the diamond, and it also changes the way the light refracts from it. It's not the same stone that it was when it was raw, when it needed to been developed, when you first dug it out, when you first began. It's not the same stone. And therefore, you have to take the time to see what changes have been made. And you need to be able to do it quickly. You do that by experiencing the changes that are being made from within. Your inner voice will tell you when it doesn't feel quite right, or even if it doesn't line up with the way you thought it would go, that this does feel right. And it takes renewing yourself, all things becoming new, being in that process of becoming to even be able to feel something new and different. It takes being still and quiet. You know, I've come across people that are not able to sit in the room with themselves in a quiet environment. It has to be something going on. They don't have the ability to be with themselves. And if you are one of those people and you don't have the ability to just sit with your own self, you got to be doing, or you got to be talking, or you got to be moving, you got to be smoking, you have to be drinking, you have to be medicating yourself in some way to just be able to hold still, then please know that's the place to start. Learning how to remove the debris, the clutter from your life. Being able, if you can, to go back to the last place where things felt like it was right, that everything was going good, and then find out where it went wrong, where things turned, or where the road turned and you kept going straight. Please know that flexibility is so very important in terms of being, doing, seeing what you have been asking the Creator, Source, God, the universe for. We have to stop wanting things to be our way and our way only, or we will never get there. Because if you're really honest with yourself, you'll know that where you've been has not taken you where you want it to go. So if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to have what you've always had. If you don't have it, you need to get a Diamond Journey Journal and begin this process. Learn about what's going on within. Visit my website at www.dranitamc.com. Join me on Noom Vibe and join me on Fanbase. It's time to receive the things that you've been waiting for.